I'm Brian Burkhart with the WEKU Daily News Podcast for March 26th, 2026. Lexington's Urban County Government is reaching out to residents for their input in some upcoming city business. Stan Ingold has more on the city's plan.
The Urban County Council has launched an online survey through Engage Lexington to gather public input on budget priorities for the next fiscal year. This is the third consecutive year the council has surveyed Fayette County residents about budget priorities. At-large Councilmember James Brown, chair of the Budget, Finance, and Economic Development Committee, said the council has an obligation to pass a balanced budget that supports basic city services, invests in their people, and prepares for their future. Residents are encouraged to register for Engage Lexington, learn more about the budget process, and take the survey online. The survey will be open to the public through April 17th of this year. Council members will review these responses as they work through the budget process. I'm Stan Ingold in Richmond.
A Kentucky bill banning school districts and private schools from using non-disclosure agreements to settle sexual abuse allegations is just a couple votes away from final passage. Advocates say such agreements silence victims and cover up a widespread problem in Kentucky schools. Laura Willis Kulpelman told a Senate committee that NDAs shift the priority away from student safety in favor of protecting institutions.
In many cases, these agreements are signed by minors, young people who cannot consent to much of anything and cannot possibly understand the lifelong impact of being told they can never speak about what happened to them.
Lawmakers have considered a similar measure each year since 2023, but the ban on NDAs has never drawn enough support for final passage. The language banning NDAs was added to House Bill 253, a reading instruction bill that needs one more vote in each chamber to pass. Legislation that would make it a crime to remain within 25 feet of first responders if they believe they're being obstructed, threatened, or harassed passed the Kentucky House. Capitol reporter Sylvia Goodman has more on the story.
If an officer orders a person who they feel is obstructing or harassing them to move back, they must get at least 25 feet away under the bill. GOP lawmakers say it's a measure to protect first responders in high-stress situations. Here's Representative Wade Williams, who carried the Senate bill in the House.
This bill is not designed to punish ordinary people. It's designed to deter repeated and intentional interference with emergency personnel that we have witnessed through professional responders.
But Democratic lawmakers say it's a measure that can be easily abused by officers, especially federal immigration enforcement, to charge peaceful protesters and observers. Democratic Representative Adam Moore of Lexington called for two floor amendments, both of which failed. One would have excluded those peacefully observing, and the other would have made sure officers couldn't initiate contact to manufacture a charge.
But I do think that we are being naive and optimistic if we don't think that there is potential for federal actors, those outside our state, to come here and cause some of the chaos that we saw in other states.
The measure passed the House Wednesday, and if the Senate consents to a small addition, it will head to the governor's desk. I'm Sylvia Goodman in Frankfort.
Artificial intelligence is creating new opportunities and challenges in higher education. In an interview with Eastern Standard, Lisa Blue, Director of Artificial Intelligence Strategies at Eastern Kentucky University, discussed how AI fits into the curriculum. Blue says AI is a tool that, if used properly, can help students and faculty accomplish their goals. She compares it to other technologies that were initially disruptive to academia.
When the internet came along, it's going to destroy higher education because students can just go on the internet and find what they need. Not true. We had the same argument with graphing calculators, general calculators in the beginning. Students aren't going to learn how to do math because they've got these tools that do it for them.
You can listen to more of this interview with Lisa Blue, available on Eastern Standard, online at weku.org. For more information on these stories and others, visit us at weku.org or on the WEKU mobile app. For WEKU News, I'm Brian Burkhart.